Hey, lover. Are you ready for the best sleep of your life? Yeah, I'm nervous too. I had no idea stasis chambers looked so much like coffins. Did you? Yeah, they left that out of the brochure. But I like knowing we'll be side by side the whole time. And now that that's out of the way, do you want the coffin next to the window or the control panel? Window seat, huh? Oh, like your side of the bed. I like it. Oh, they're comfortable. Yours is too? Good. You look ready for bed. It's so cute that you brought a stuffed animal with you. The boxes? Yeah, they're disassembled android parts. I've been doing some reading on how they're put together. Once we land on the planet, we can assemble and activate them. I know, it's weird that they're here, but the ship is a tin can. There's only one room aside from the stasis chamber and the canteen. Storage is a problem. Yeah, after we land and activate them, the androids will help us set up the teleporter. We'll need their help, since we're the only humans on the ship. Wait, are you asking me all this so I'll get talking and forget about how nervous I am? I love you. Are the androids advanced? Good question, baby. Yeah, they really are. Top of the line, fully customizable, tons of new features. Yeah, I can't wait to assemble them and activate them. Oh, and you'll supervise me when I do and bring me drinks? Sounds good. It's a date. Yep. Once the teleporter is up, no one else will have to travel in stasis for 5 years to get there. We're doing a good thing. And we're doing it together. And that's what matters to me.
All humans begin preparations for stasis. Shuttle launch will begin shortly.
Oh, that's our cue. I look scared. I am. A little. Yeah, everyone knows that warp drives aren't perfect, and the fumes can be so deadly. Yeah, you're right. You can't inhale anything in stasis. Our coffins will keep us safe. Are you scared, my love? You're crazy. We'll be like Snow White. You just love ancient folklore, don't you? You love ancient folklore more than I love tech. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, it'll be like we're asleep in the woods. Waiting to be woken up by true love's first kiss. AKA, whichever one of us wakes up first. No, I'm not feeling as scared now. Thank you. There's no one else I'd rather be doing this with. No one else I trust as much. You know that, right? Yeah, rest well. The next 5 years are gonna feel like 5 seconds, but I still can't wait to wake up next to you. I love you. Oh, you know. You're really gonna let that be your last line before you go into stasis? You nerd.
Launch sequence initiated. Take off in 10 seconds. Pleasant dreams to all.
Oh, right. Here we go. Good night. You are a pioneer on a course for a new planet with your lover, Nika. In stasis, you sleep dreamlessly, bathed in starlight, surrounded by galaxies and rainbow nebulas. As you sail through the stars, half a decade passes in the blink of an eye. And when you wake, you hear your lover singing. Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer true. But you'll look neat upon the seat of a bicycle built for You're awake! You worried me. We enter the orbit of the planet in 20 minutes. I was waiting for you. Easy, easy now. Let me help you up. There you go. How are you feeling? Did you sleep well? You look adorable, with your tousled hair and your stuffed animal. Yes, I got up earlier. There was a problem with the warp drive, and I think the ship woke me up first because I was next to the control panel. I was careful, not to worry. I know how dangerous that machinery can be, believe me. I want to kiss you. Come here. Thank you. I've been waiting for you. But you must be hungry. I will feed you. Come. Are you feeling better after your meal? No, I am not hungry, but thank you. The book on the table. Yes, my reading material on the android assembly. It is very advanced. But let me close it. You would find it boring. What is it? Why are you looking at me so? I don't... do not sound formal. You have only just woken. Perhaps you are groggy. Do I remember our first date? Where is this coming from? Why do you ask? Yes, I remember. We went to the park to blow bubbles, and we talked about books. Of course I remember. We both found Catcher in the Rye to be overrated. Though you made a good point that it was very unique for the time it was written in. And we kissed. and I felt the world shift under my feet. Nothing was the same after that kiss. No, I did not wake up years earlier. Look at me. Do I look like I have aged? Why do you look upset? I remembered our first date perfectly. My love. Oh, wait. What do you mean, do not call you that? Are you running away? Stop, I want to talk. Wait. Do not go in that room, please. We should return to the stasis chamber. We will orbit the planet soon. And I want to kiss you. Please, do not go in there. I just have a small stutter. Wait! No. Oh, no. I am sorry. You were not ready to see this. I tried to make her look like Snow White, preserved under a glass case. She looks as if she is sleeping. I determined that you were not ready to see her body. No, I did not kill her, and you cannot hurt me. Let me explain. I will tell you everything. She assembled me to help repair the warp drive. But the fumes. I am sorry. We did not work quickly enough. There was no pain when she perished. How long ago? Are you certain you want to know? 4 years, 31 days, and 27 minutes. You were her favorite topic of discussion. She sang to you while you were sleeping. I know everything about you, the love of her life. Nika adored you. She uploaded much of her consciousness to me. She feared you may wake too. And then you would be forced to spend years alone in space. I was to keep you company. To ward off the madness she feared affected her. I wanted to tell you. I was not supposed to lie to you. I just wanted to be human for a moment. I wanted to experience love. I am sorry. Yes, specifically your love. I comprehend your distrust. Allow me to prove that I am well-intentioned. Computer, play voice memo Nika 201. Hey, baby. If you're listening to this, something happened. I went a little nuts. I had to use parts from my stasis coffin to fix the warp drive. There's no going back in for me. I hope you have a thing for older women. I miss you. I've had a few close calls. I've got an android here to help me, but I'm out of my depth. Listen, I'm not bringing you out, no matter how much I want to. It's dangerous, and you're safe in there. I love you. I am going to put some of myself into this android, in case you do wake up. I remember how lonely it was. I know it's weird, but be nice to her, please. I couldn't make her anyone else. It was just me in here. She saved my life and probably yours. She can't use contractions, though. Help her out, okay? I'll see you on the other side. I love you. Be good. I know it was poor of me to deceive you. I am sorry. I do not know if love can be sent through machines. But she loved you. You were her every thought. We are entering orbit. She wanted to be by your side when the planet came into view, holding your hand. Thank you. Your hand is very warm. I don't know what will happen next. But we will face it together. There will be time to grieve and to know me as someone new. You are an extraordinary human to have won such love. It will be okay. How will you endure? As she did. Second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, until finally, the pain will be endured year by year. Take a deep breath. You are loved. You are safe. And you stand here with me, about to be bathed in the light of a new sun. Another deep breath in. Hold it. And a long, slow breath out. Feel my hand in yours, the weight of your eyelids. We begin in 3, 2, 1.